This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Matt Nesto. Retailer GNC has agreed to start new testing of its herbal dietary supplements. This in the wake of an investigation by the New York Attorney General into mislabeling of product ingredients. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now from Washington. Nancy, what's GNC agreed to do?
Well, it says it's going to expand its testing deeper into its supply chain, and it's going to, quote, enhance certain other aspects of its operations, although it won't say exactly how it will do that.
So why would new testing of these supplements even be necessary?
Well, the Office of New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman has been testing the ingredients in dietary supplements sold at GNC, Targets, Walgreens, and Walmart. Schneiderman says in some cases the testing didn't find any traces of DNA from the herbs listed on the supplement's labels.
And what do the other retailers have to say about this?
GNC criticized the testing method used by the Schneiderman investigation. It says sometimes processing can remove DNA from the herbs used in the supplements. I asked Ted Cooperman about this. He's head of Consumer Lab, a website for consumers that does its own testing. Cooperman says these are herbal extracts and the DNA does disappear, but he's found contaminants like lead in these supplements.
Mostly lead. That's the most common contaminant. Actually, we recently found arsenic, cadmium, so we do find heavy metals in products.
Now, Cooperman isn't saying you shouldn't buy these products. Just be judicious about taking them. Make sure they're actually helping you and not interfering with other medicines you're taking.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you.
You're welcome.